Wonderful to be here again this year.
今天能够再次来到这里，实在非常的好。
Very happy to share with you.
非常高兴跟弟兄姐妹能够分享。
I want us to read Isaiah chapter 51.
我想我们一起来读以赛亚书第51章第一节和第二节。
We just completed going through this book this past year, and it's a wonderful book.
过去一年我们刚刚读过这卷书，大家觉得这卷书非常非常的好。
It's the gospel in the Old Testament.
这是旧约里面的福音。
It's rich and deep.
非常的丰富也非常的深刻。
And food for the soul. Isaiah 51:1-2.
以赛亚书第51章第一节和第二节。
Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord.Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you, for he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him.
你们这追求公义、寻求耶和华的，当听我言。你们要追想被凿出的磐石，被挖而出的岩穴，要追想你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕和生养你们的撒拉。因为亚伯拉罕独自一人的时候，我选召他，赐福于他，使他人数增多。
Notice to whom he is speaking.
请大家注意是谁在讲话。
Those who are pursuing righteousness.
是那些追求公义的。
Those who want their lives to reflect the character of God.
是那些希望他们生命可以彰显神的品格的人。
Those who want to live lives of purity.Honesty, integrity, humility, and love.
是那些想要活出圣洁、怜悯、纯洁和爱的那些人。
But you notice that it's not simply the pursuit of righteousness.
请大家注意，不单单是追求公义。
Because to pursue righteousness without the second part of this phrase.
因为如没有。这节里面的第二节的，如果单单想追求公义的话
，That is you who seek the Lord，
就是第二节就是说寻求耶和华的。
To pursue righteousness without pursuing the Lord，
追求公义而没有寻求耶和华
，is to pursue a religiosity，
不过是宗教的热情，不过是追求一些宗教
，a moralism that does not produce life，
是那种不能产生生命的道德主义。
It's establishing a righteousness of one's own doing.
那是靠着自己所行的来建立公义。
To separate the pursuit of righteousness from the pursuit of God is deadly.
将追求公义、追求圣洁分开是死亡的道路。
And it's a great danger in churches like mine and like yours.
是在像我们这样教会里面的很大的危险。
Because we have expectations of one another.
因为我们彼此都有一些期盼。
And we want to live up to those expectations.
我们希望能够活出这些期盼来。
And so we can have the form of righteousness.
所以我们可以有公义的外表。
Without the hunger for God.
但是却没有对神的渴慕。
Without a genuine relationship with Him that's fed by love.
没有跟他之间有因着爱而产生的真实的关系。
On Thursday, I performed the wedding of my third oldest daughter.
礼拜四呢，我主持了我第三个女儿的婚礼。
It was a great joy to me.
对我来讲非常的喜乐。
And they are committing themselves to pursue a life of love together.
他们两个呢，在一起，他们发誓要一同来追求爱的生活。
To get to know one another.
彼此相知。
To have their lives melded together as one.
使他们的生命可以合而为一。
It's not a business relationship.
不是一种生意上的关系。
It's a relationship of the heart.
而是一种心灵的关系。
And God tells us that that's the same kind of relationship we are to have with Him.
神告诉我们说，我们跟他也是这样的关系。
A relationship of the heart.
是乃是心里面的关系。
So to hunger and thirst for righteousness is to hunger and thirst for God Himself.
所以我们渴慕追求公义，乃是我们渴慕追求神。
One of my favorite pictures of that is Moses.
那我最喜欢的一幅图画，乃是从摩西那里来的。
He's speaking to God and he says, God, I want to know you.
他对神说，神啊，我要认识你。
I want to know your ways.
我要认识你的道路。
I want to know what you're like.
我要知道你是如何。
I want to know how you think.
我要知道你在想什么。
I want to know what you're doing.
我要知道你的作为。
He wanted to have his life hidden in Christ.
他愿意把自己的生命藏在基督里。
And that's what we are called to.
这是我们所蒙的呼召。
I've been coming here for a few years now to your church.
我到这个教会来过，时间已经有几年了。
And I feel a real bond with you.
我感觉跟大家真的之间有那种连结。
My church is similar to yours.
那我自己的教会跟你们的教会很像。
And I know there are people here who really hunger and thirst after God.
我知道这里有些弟兄姐妹是在心里面饥渴慕义神。
I sense that. I believe that.
我感觉到了，我也相信这一点。
And I believe that you are sincerely wanting to be God's people in this place.
我相信你们希望在这里能够成为神真实的子民。
We always have to keep coming back to the central core.
我们要一直回到这个中心。
And we have communion in our church every Sunday too.
我们每个礼拜，在我们教会每个礼拜也有薄饼。
And the danger is that we do it so often and so meaningfully and with so much meaning.
因为我们这样经常的做，我们经常这样做，这个非常有意义。
That it also can be simply a formal expression.
一个危险就可能呢，变成最后变成一种形式。
And not really a matter of the heart.
而不是从内心发出。
I want to give what I believe is Isaiah's condition for seeking the Lord.
那我先讲一讲呢。以赛亚追求神，他那时候他的光景。
You notice what he says there in the middle of verse 1.
在第一节中间的地方。
Look to the rock from which you were hewn.
他说追想被凿出的岩石。
You were seeking the Lord.
你们在追求神。
Remember where you came from.
记得你们从哪里而来。
You were nothing.
你们什么都不是。
You are like a block of marble in the quarry.
你们不过就像采石场里面的一块石。
No form, no shape.
没有任何的形状。
No beauty.
没有任何的美貌。
Until the sculptor begins to chisel out of that marble.
直到工人开始来切割这石头。
A lion or a horse or a figure of a man or a woman.Sculpt out of that rock.
直到石匠从这个石头凿出各种各样的形状，像凿出各种各样的雕刻。
And then it becomes something of beauty.
然后呢，才彰显出美丽来。
And as you prayed earlier, some of you,
就像今天早上祷告的时候
，We were without hope.
我们是没有盼望。
We had nothing to give to God.
我们没有任何东西可以献给神。
We had no goodness of our own.
我们自己一无良善。
We only deserve God's judgment.
我们只配神的审判。
There is no little bit of goodness in any of us that God could approve of.
我们当中没有一点可以得神称赞的地方。
Although we are of infinite value because we're made in His image.
虽然我们按照他的形象创造，我们是有价值的人。
We have.Immense guilt because of our sin.
但是因为我们犯了罪，我们罪有应得。
Paul says it in Ephesians chapter 2.
就像保罗在以弗所书第二章所说的。
Verses 12 and 13.
第十二节，第十三节。
He says, Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel,And strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. Ephesians 2:12 and 13.
Okay. 以弗所书第二章第十二节第十三节，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是外人。 并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
Therefore, humility is the proper response to that reality of our having nothing to offer to God.
所以，当我们知道在我们里面没有任何可以献给神的时候，我们的卑微乃是我们正常的反应。
There needs to be humility in light of God's infinite knowledge.
在神的无限的知识里面，我们要谦卑。
Isn't it astonishing to think that the God who is,
当我们想到神是如何的时候，我们难道不要震惊吗？
Knows the location of every particle in the cosmos.
想到我们在整个这个宇宙里面，他无所不在。
And he's always known it.
而且他无所不知。
He has infinite knowledge.
他有无限的知识。
And who are we?
我们算什么？
What do we know?
我们知道什么呢？
And there should be humility in the light of God's making us as His creatures.
神造我们，我们是神所创造的，这件事就让我们要谦卑。
Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇。
Verses 1 through 6, which I know you are familiar with.
第一节到第六节大家都很熟悉。
David says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it.
耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念。我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的，至高，是我不能及的。
Not only should there be humility in the light of God's infinite knowledge,
不单单在神的无限的知识面前我们要谦卑。
There should also be humility in the light of God's wisdom,
并且在神的智慧里面我们也要卑微。
Because he knows how to use that knowledge to work his plan,
因为神知道如何用他的知识来成就他的计划。
To bring everything in the cosmos into that final conclusion that he wants.
将宇宙的一切都带到他最终的结局里面。
And that is the exaltation of his son.
就是使他的神，使他的儿子升高。
And we look at the world around us.
我们看我们周围的世界。
And no rational person could think that that is something you could see happening.
那么任何一个有理智的人都不会想到这件事情会成就。
But we don't have any knowledge at all compared to God.
但是与神相比，我们毫无智慧。
And God knows how to make what He has planned come into being.
神知道如何按使他计划的得以成就。
And so in the infinite wisdom of God, He will work everything out so that Jesus is indeed exalted above all.
在神无限的智慧里面，他知道如何做工，使主耶稣基督能够超过万民之名。
And so as Paul says in Romans 11:33,
所以保罗在罗马书第十一章第三节说，
Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways.
深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
Not only should there be humility in light of God's knowledge and the light of God's wisdom, there should also be humility in the light of God's actions, what He's actually done.
不单单在神的智慧和知识里面我们要卑微，而且呢，在神的作为里面我们同样要卑微。
He doesn't do things that we would expect.
神做的事是我们无法预料的。
He says that He takes the foolish and insignificant things and He exalts them.
神说他使那 卑微的使他们升高。
He says he takes people who are nobodies and makes them great.
使那些一无所有的成为大。
He doesn't protect his people always from tragedy.
他保护他的子民。
He sometimes has them experience tragedy, great tragedy.
他不是永远不让他的子民受到灾难，他有的时候让他们有一些灾难。
And sometimes people think that God ought to do one thing or the other.
有时候人以为神应该这样做那样做。
He ought to answer the prayer like he said he would.
他应该像他所说的那样回应我们的祷告。
Or like they think he should.
或者他们以为那样的回应他们祷告。
And he doesn't.
但是他没有。
But God has a greater purpose.
但是神有更大的目的。
We see that in the life of Joseph. He's told his brothers, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
就像约瑟对他的弟兄所说的，你们是要害我，但是神有他的美意。
We go back 60 years to the five missionaries in Ecuador.
那么在我们如果回想50年以前在厄尔瓦多那些宣教士，
People had prayed for their protection.
神为人们为他们的安全祷告。
They had wives and children to take care of.
他们有妻子，他们有儿女需要他们的照顾。
It would seem the right thing to do that they would be okay in their mission to the Indians.
他们向那些印第安人传教的时候，我们觉得他们应该没有问题。
But they were all killed.
但是他们被杀害。
And out of that tragedy,
从这个悲剧当中，
God brought forth a whole generation of young people who were passionate about world missions.
就是在这个借着这样的悲剧，神兴起了整个一代的年轻人，他们使他们热心到那边去传教。
Willing to give their lives for Christ.
他们情愿为基督献上他们的生命。
The ways of God are not the ways of man.
是神的道路，不是人的道路。
Now maybe nothing like that dramatic is happening in your life.
在我们生命当中，也许不会发生那么戏剧性的事情。
But it's the same God.
但是是同样的神。
And what may seem like tragedy to one of his children,
虽然呢，在人来看是他而在发生在他儿女身上发生的悲剧，
God has a great purpose.
但是神有更大的目的。
3 years ago, my oldest daughter was pregnant with her third child.
3年以前，我女儿怀了第三个孩子，我的大女儿。
And in a matter of 24 hours, she was4 months pregnant.
她已经四个，她怀孕，她的孕啊，已经怀孕四个月了，但是在24小时之内。
She lost a beautiful baby girl.
她失去了一个美丽的女孩，婴孩。
I looked at the sonogram of the baby in the womb.
我看这个在母腹中的婴儿，我看到她的时候。
I'll never forget her face.
我不会忘记她的脸。
She died.
她死去了。
The baby died.
婴儿死去了。
It was my daughter almost died also.
我大女儿也差一点死去。
And after that very intense 24-hour period,
在那个24小时，在那非常极难的24小时里面，
my daughter said to me, "Daddy, why?"
我女儿问我说，爸爸为什么？
I said, I don't know, Rebecca.
我对她说， Rebecca, 我不知道为什么。
But I do know two things.
但是我知道两件事。
God is sovereign.
全能的神。
And God is good.
而且神是全能的，神是美善的。
And therefore, God has a good purpose in tragedy.
所以呢，在悲剧里面，神也有他的美意。
That's coming to know the real God.
我们是这样来知道这位真实的神。
And the danger is that we make up a different kind of God that doesn't think like that.
危险是呢，我们造了一个神，他不是这样。
And then we're getting to know our own idea of God.
然后我们按照我们自己对神的想法。
But not the real God.
而不是真实的神。
The real God had all of his apostles except John die a martyr's death.
在那个按照真实的神，他所有的门徒除了约翰之外，通通都殉道。
God's wisdom is unsearchable.
神的智慧是不可寻常。
And we need to humble ourselves before God.
所以在神面前我们要谦卑自己。
And not do what I have seen some people do.
而不是像我看到的某些人那样。
Become bitter at God.
并且他们对神有苦毒。
Angry at God.
甚至对神感到愤怒。
Reject God.
拒绝神。
No, this is for those who are pursuing righteousness.
但是对那些追求公义的,
and those who are seeking the Lord.
那些追求神的,
you and I must submit to God's wisdom and the way that He does things.
我们必须向神的智慧, 我们要把自己交在神智慧的手里,
even though they're not like you would do them.
虽然呢,他做事的方式跟你不一样。
I've discovered in my lifetime
在我的一生当中我发现,
that I would not make a very good God. That I would not make a very good God. I would not be a very good God.
我从我的一生的经历发现, 让我做神的话, 我大概做不好。
And I think you would be glad that I'm not God also. I have a t-shirt that one of my sons gave to me. Has a saying that I said one time, I don't remember when I said it, but it says, happily finite.
Okay. 我是有限的人。
And that's the position of those who are going to seek and know the Lord.
那些寻求神, 追求神的人, 应当是这样的。
Be happy in your limitations.
因着你的有限而感到欢喜。
That you don't know it all.
你一无所知。
You never will know it all.
你也不会知道。
Not even in heaven you won't know it all.
就是你永远也不会知道。
We're not going to know it all in heaven.
我们不会知道。
That for me is a good thing.
对我来讲这是件好事。
Because that means that, I mean, eternity seems like a long time to me. And I don't want to run out of things to think about and things to do.
你知道, 那么, 你知道, 永恒对我们来讲是有益的, 但是今天我们在这有限的肉身当中, 我们知道我们所做的, 所知道的有限。
And since God is beyond my understanding, I'll never run out of things to think about, marvel about, or to do.
那么因为神是在我的之上, 所以呢, 我就知道我在这世上能够做的, 能够知道的是有限的。
So we need humility in light of God's knowledge, humility in light of God's wisdom, humility in light of God's actions, the way that He does things, and we need humility in the light of God's generosity.
那么我们在神的 智慧、知识和他的作为当中, 我们要谦卑自己, 同样的, 我们也要在神的慈悲面前, 啊, 要谦卑我们自己。
Everything good that you and I have experienced
我们所经历的一切的美善,
has been the mercy and grace of God.
都是因着神的怜悯和恩典。
Every tiny pleasure,
每一个喜乐,
every large pleasure,
每一个大的喜乐,
has come from a good God.
都是从美善的神而来。
And He has generously heaped good things in our lives.
他慷慨地把他的, 啊, 美好赐给我们的生活。
We're going to, within the hour, next 2 hours anyway, enjoy food that we like the taste of.
有的时候我们会花2个小时来品尝美食。
It's a tiny picture of God giving us good things.
那只是神给我美善的一个非常非常缩小的影子而已。
We can make no demands on God.
我们真的是我们不能对神要求什么。
Because He doesn't owe us anything.
因为他知道我们所需要的一切。
I learned a long time ago, and I assume you have too.
我很早以前学了一个功课, 相信大家也学过。
I learned not to ask God for what's coming to me.
不要向神求将要在我身上发生什么。
I don't ask Him for what I deserve.
不要向神祈求我配得的。
Because what I deserve is hell.
因为我不配的乃是地狱。
Where there is no pleasure. where there is no pleasure.
啊, 在那里面没有任何的喜乐。
Back to Romans chapter 11.
我回到罗马书第十一章。
34 and
35. 34和35节。
For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid?
谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
We need to get a real stranglehold on this.
我们需要明白这一点。
That God owes us nothing.
神不欠我们任何事。
It's all of grace.
都是他的恩典。
It really will take a lot of tension away in our lives when we embrace that.
当我们明白这一点的时候，我们生活会轻松，会放松很多。
A lot of heartache.
很多的苦恼。
A lot of depression.
很多的压力。
A lot of anger.
很多的愤怒。
To understand that we owe everything to God.
明白呢，我们所有的都是欠神的。
That's the first condition for seeking the Lord.
这是寻求神的第一个条件。
The humility because of God's knowledge, because of His wisdom, because of His actions, and because of His generosity. The humility before God is the first condition to seek Him and know Him.
寻求神的第一个条件就是谦卑，就是因着他的智慧，因着他的能力，因着他做事的方式，以及他的慷慨。
That's looking to the rock from which you were hewn.
我们来看他凿出的岩石。
The second condition to seeking God and His righteousness is to remember to whom you belong.
那么第二个条件呢，就是说你要知道你属于谁。
The one to whom you belong is the owner of everything.
你所属于的那个，他才是一切。
He is the center of everything.
他是一切的中心。
It's from him and through him are and to him are all things.
乃是万有都是出于他，依靠他，要归于他。
He created all of the cosmos and he created you.
他创造了整个宇宙，也创造了你。
He owns it all.
他一切都是属于他的。
He sustains the cosmos and he sustains you.
他保守整个宇宙，也保守你。
He does it all.
一切都是他做的。
He doesn't need you or me to help him do that.
他不需要你我的帮助。
All of existence is about him.
所有的存在都是为了他。
It's not about us.
不是我们。
And we have to really deliberately focus on that truth.
我们要专心的专注在这个真理之上。
Because the default mode of our sinful human nature,
因为我们按照我们犯罪的天性,
is to think that we can make the, our own decisions about life,
以为我们可以自己来做生命的决定,
which we can make some decisions about life,
我们做不了这样的决定,
but we don't get to choose the consequences.
我们可以做一些决定, 但是我们决定不了这个结论。
God owns the consequences.
神做最后的决定。
We belong to Him.
我们属于他。
If you took the Lord's Supper today,
如果我们今天离开神,
you have declared that you are owned by God.
你要知道我们乃是属于神的。
You are His. You are His.
你是他的。
You are His possession.
你是他所拥有的。
You are His precious possession.
你是他宝贵的财富。
When my daughter came down, when I walked my daughter down the aisle on Thursday,
那礼拜四当我看到我女儿走过来的时候，
she was the focus of everyone's attention.
每个人的注意力都在她身上。
And the whole wedding party was looking at her.
整个婚礼大家都在看她。
And everyone was impressed with her beauty.
每个人都为她的美貌而惊讶。
That's a picture of what God is doing with His church.
这就是呢，就是一幅图画，告诉我们说，神对他的教会也是这样。
Of which this church is a part. He is preparing his bride for that great celebration one day. He is the one that we are totally dependent upon. And we are to accept this truth. That we are to live for his pleasure and his glory. To embrace the truth that we are dependent creatures.
要接受这样的我们是一个被造的依赖之物这样一个真实。
And that we are content with that.
我们要需要知道这一点。
Making no demands that our agenda be the one that actually works out.
而不是呢，我们要求按照我们所计划的去实行。
No personal agenda except that God be glorified in our lives.
除了神在我们生命中得了荣耀，我们没有任何自己的计划。
You know that's what Paul said.
知道保罗所说的。
Whether by life or by death.
无论是生是死。
Well, that's the testimony of everyone in whom the Spirit of God lives.
是我们每一个经历了神的生命的人，我们自己的经，我们都要宣扬的。
That's what the Holy Spirit is working in His people to express.
乃是圣灵在神的子民里面做工所要表明出来的。
That's the consequence of pursuing righteousness.
这是追求公义的结果。
That is pursuing the Lord.
乃是追求耶和华的结果。
Because the pursuit of righteousness is really the fruit of pursuing the Lord.
因为追求公义乃是追求神的结果。
That all the glory and all the honor might belong to Him.
愿一切的荣耀，一切的尊贵都归于主。
We are privileged people.
我们是实在是有特权的一批人。
We have heard more about Jesus in this last hour, 2 hours, than most people in the world.
我们比世界上任何一个人都关于主耶稣最后那两个小时所发生的事情，我们听的比世界上任何其他人都多。
And that's not to make us feel guilty.
不是让我们感到有罪恶。
That's to encourage us to go forward.
乃是鼓励我们向前。
To say, I want to know the Lord more.
让我们说我们愿意更多地知道基督。
I want to be humble before Him.
我要在他面前谦卑。
Lay down my own personal rights that I don't really have.
放下我们本来就没有的所谓的权利。
And really want whatever I do to bring glory to God.
无论我们做什么都要把荣耀归给神。
So whether it's in your family,
无论是在我们的家里,
how you raise your children,
还是教养我们的孩子,
how many children you have,
无论你有多少,
or what you do in school,
或者你在学校如何,
or what you do after school in the pursuit of your career,
或者在你在学校之后你在追求你事业的时候,
the issue is not what you do, so
不是你做什么,
is, but the issue really is, why do you do it?
乃是你为什么要做?
The pursuit of the Lord means that whatever we do, we want to increase our knowledge of Him and to make Him look wonderful in the eyes of others.
我们追求神的目的，乃是无论我们做什么，都能够使神来显大。
So, fellow seekers after God,
那么追求神的奥秘,
remember the rock from which you were hewn.
要追想被凿而出的磐石,
and look to Abraham your father.
追想你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕,
look to the God who created you and the God who saved you through faith in Christ.
乃是寻求那些造了我们并且因着我们的信而拯救我们的神。
And live each day with the knowledge
每天在我们每天生活当中知道
that God has a good purpose in it, even though it's a bad day for you.
神在每一天都有他的目的，即使这一天对我们来讲是一个不好，是不好的一天。
And then you will not only know the Lord more,
不单单我们会更多知道主。
You will grow in righteousness as well.
而且呢，你也有更多的啊，更多的义。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, your word is wonderful.
主啊，你的话是何等的奇妙。
And you know how to speak into each one of our lives.
你知道对我们每一个人的生命如何讲话。
And that's our only hope.
这是我们唯一的盼望。
That you are the Lord of hearts.
你是我们心的主，心里面的主。
And everyone here has a different thing going on inside them.
我们每个人心里都有不同的意念。
But you know how to cut through all that and bring your truth.
但是呢，你能够真的是切入我们每个人的心，并且把真理带给我们。
And so for those who are seeking after you now,
所以那些现在要追求你的，
I pray that we will be humbled before you.
我们真的是啊，祈求让我们在你面前能够谦卑。
Giving up our demands,
我们放弃自己的要求。
And laying ourselves before you, knowing that we owe you everything.
让我们知道我们所有的都是欠你的，所以我们愿意把自己交在你的手中。
And in doing that, know something of what Moses knew too.
就像摩西所知道的一样。
And for those who are not seeking you,
那些没有追求你的，
we ask that you would speak to their lives.
愿你自己向他们的生命说话。
That they would have a sense of direction they need to go in.
让他们知道他们生命的方向。
And that they will begin now.
从现在开始。
To seek to know you, the living God.
来寻求你这位真神。
We thank you for your word, for your church, your people.
我们为主你自己的话，你的教会，你的子民感谢你。
And we thank you that one day we'll see you face to face.
我们谢谢你，因为有一天我们要与你面对面。
Make it soon, Maranatha, Lord Jesus.
主啊，愿你快来。
Amen.
Amen.